Was it good, Daddy? I tried to make your favorite dinner. Did it come out right? Dessert too? Winky, Daddy. I'm glad you liked it. What about your mojito? Not too sweet? Good. I wanted everything to be perfect. No? No special occasion. It's just that you've been working so hard lately, and I wanted to give you at least an evening that you could just relax. You always take such good care of me. Let me take care of you for a change. Is that okay? Good. Thank you, Daddy. So when you've finished your drink, do you want to take a bath or a shower? I can start filling the tub now if you'd like. Bath? Okay. I'll be right back. Do you want anything else, Daddy? Some cheese and crackers or something? No. I'm not going to offer you your pipe and slippers. Don't make fun of me. I'm just trying to make you happy. I always want to make you happy. I always make you happy? Do I really? You're not just saying that. Even when I'm not such a good girl. I try so hard to be good, but I know I can be a little selfish or lazy sometimes. And even then, I love you too, Daddy. And that's why I just want to help you relax. So don't tease me about it. Just let me. I know. You like seeing me blush. Well, if it makes you happy, Daddy. Have you finished your drink? The tub should be almost ready. Do you want me to wash your back? No? Then I'll go get your bathrobe. I'll be in a minute. Here, straight from the dryer and still warm. I brought clean towels too. Are you done? Can I help you dry off? You smell so yummy after a bath. I set up the massage table in the bedroom, and the oil is in the warmer. I can give you a massage if you want. Maybe if I loosen the muscles in your neck and shoulders, it will help your headache. Would you like me to try? Okay. You lay down on the table. I'll get the oil. Daddy, your muscles are so tight. No wonder your head hurts. That's a wonderful sound you make when I hit that knot in your neck. Half a grumble, half groan. Is this helping at all? Good. I'm glad. I wish I could make your job easier, but since I can't, at least I can do this. I love touching you. You feel so good under my hands, so warm and strong. I just can't get enough of you. Well, yes, I guess you have noticed. But I meant, aside from that, even little things like holding your hand or your arm around my waist, especially when you wrap your arms around me and I can lay my head on your chest. I love the sound of your heartbeat. so deep and solid under my ear. I feel so safe with you. I don't have to pretend to be strong or calm and in control. I can just be me, and I know that you'll still love me and take care of me. You don't know how important that is to me. Well, maybe you do. I try to show you as much as I can, but I'm not always sure. Does that make sense? You speak fluent, kitten. Yeah, I guess you do. Anyway, my point is that I love you. I'm glad that you're my daddy. You knew that too? Good. Okay, turn over and I'll work on your front. So furry, I love it. I know I've said it before, but I can't help it. It makes you so cuddly, like a big teddy bear. Your beard and mustache help too. No, I don't think I'd like kissing you with a bald face. It would be weird. Come on, lay down, Daddy. I'm not finished. I still have to do your legs. I want to make your whole body feel nice and relaxed. Well, you deserve it. You work so hard. At least I can help you relax. What, Daddy? Yes, I like the hair on your legs, too. You're a man. You're supposed to have body hair. I like feeling your hairy muscles against me. What can I say? Warm and strong. I get tingles just thinking about it. Kind of looks like you do too. You're starting to get hard, Daddy. Should I stop? No? I don't want to. But I'm supposed to be helping you relax. The hand job will relax you? Yes, Daddy. Whatever you want. I know you say how much you love my hand. But I know I shouldn't be too grabby. Let me put a little oil on my hands. Oh, Daddy. I love the sounds you make when I stroke your cock. I love knowing that I'm making you feel good. I guess I don't usually hear them because I'm making so much noise myself. But that's the part of why I enjoy sucking you so much, too. When you're inside me or playing with me and making me come, I can't concentrate. I know you enjoy it, too, but sometimes I want to focus on you. On giving you pleasure. I love hearing you moan, feeling your cock throb and twitch in my mouth or my hands. Hearing that strain in your voice. When you're close to coming, feeling your muscles tighten as you try to hold back a little longer. It makes me so happy to know that I can give some of that incredible sensation that you give me. Are you getting close, Daddy? Should I slow down? Or are you ready to come? Okay, I'll go slower. Is that good? Yes, Daddy. Just like this until you tell me different. Oh God, I love the way you feel in my hands. So hard and hot. Covered in such smooth, soft skin. I just want to touch you all the time. You're like a drug in my system. I crave your touch constantly. Sometimes so badly that I have to touch myself. Make myself come. I know I'm not supposed to without permission. But I need you so much. I'm sorry, I'm not always a good girl for you, but I do try to be. Daddy, you're so hard. May I suck you? I want to feel you come in my mouth. Feel your cock pulsing on my tongue. I want to swallow all your cum. Feel you run down my throat, warm and wet inside me. Please, Daddy. Please let me suck your cock. Thank you, Daddy. The oil doesn't taste bad. I can still taste you. But I want to, Daddy. I want to take all of you. All of you, Daddy. I want to feel you. All the way down my throat. Going to come. Yes, Daddy. Please. Please come in my mouth. Better now, relaxed and ready to sleep. Okay, Daddy. Ready to go to bed then? Of course, we don't have to go to sleep. I just want to cuddle up to you and feel your arms around me, your body against mine. Anything more than that is wonderful extra.
Yes, Daddy. Whatever you want.